4WA, mobile.
Can 4VWA in 4WRO.
So, how are you doing there, buddy?
Doing good. Did you get your sewer hole problem fixed? Didn't you have some problem with a septic tank?
Oh, yeah, sure did. I got it fixed. Got the tank pump. But I swear I think we're going to have another problem. We're supposed to have 2 inches of rain on Tuesday and possibly another inch and a half on Wednesday.
That's what I was looking at there on the weather a little while ago. So what are you doing out riding around?
Just down in Lawrence installing a piece of equipment, being a productive citizen.
Retirement's great, ain't it?
Well, it is nice to know that I can make as much money as I want after 65 without having to worry about my Social Security getting dinged.
That's true. I'm just sitting out here in the shop, tearing down fishing reels, taking them apart, cleaning, lubing them, and relining them, getting ready to go to the lake.
What kind of boat you got?
I'm running a Ranger, 18 and almost a 19-foot Ranger, one of their aluminum series.
Sound like a Bass Tracker?
It's an aluminum, what we call a tin boat, but Rangers started making them about 5-6 years ago.
Now I know who to come to for a loan.
Yeah, right. Now, I had a Tracker for 20-some years. I had a TX-17 for 20 or 21 years, I guess.
Well, I've got a Pro 175.
The boat, I just needed something a little bit wider. With this balance condition I got, my wife said, now, I ain't going with you no more unless you get a boat just a little bit more stable.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I tell you what, after July, I'm going to be dragging my wife out fishing because she's going to retire, and she don't know it yet. She's going fishing with me.
Well, give me a call.
Like a winner, boss.
I can go any day of the week.
After July 25th, I am hoping that the sons and daughters are not going to tie us up babysitting. And I may have to put the brakes on some of that because Mama going to have to take care of Daddy for a while.
Hello, Grandpa. Hello, Grandma.
As much as we love them grandbabies, you know, I like a little personal time with Grandma myself.
Yep, exactly.
I actually like hanging around with my wife.
I had 46 years here last weekend, so I guess I keep her for a little longer.
Well, let me tell you something. I appreciate mine even more, even though we haven't been together that long. We've been married going on 16 years, and let me tell you something. Let me put it this way. I was married for 19,000 years the first time. And I tell people we're going on 16 years. Golly, where'd the time go? We're having fun.
Yep.
First one went down. Our divorce was final on December 4th. She was remarried December 19th. Legal ink drying time.
That sounds a little crazy, but hey, whatever it is.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. But it took me 10 years before I found my better half now. So, hey, I tell you what, I had a good time during that 10 years, though.
You'd be glad she ain't listening to the radio. I said you ought to be glad she ain't listening to the radio.
Oh, no. I mean, she knew me during... I used to service the equipment up at her office. And she and I had been friends since about 94. And, you know, about 10 years after my divorce, divorce, and about 3 years after hers, we just kind of looked at each other and said, wait a minute now. You know, we're spinning our wheels. What you doing next weekend?
Exactly. That's the way sometimes it works. In 4WRO.
Not only are we husband and wife, but we're best friends, too.
That's what makes it work.
I got to keep her in line, though. Every now and then I tell her I don't know whether I'm going to just hug the stuffing out of her or just chicken choke her.
Yeah, right. You expect me to believe that? It's probably the other way around.
I do tell people that I got her trained.
Okay, trained.
No, I really do. I've got her trained to bruise me where it don't show anymore.
Now that I believe.
I'm blessed. I got me a good one. All I gotta do now is go up to Sam's and get me some new glasses started up. And, that way I'll be able to see a little bit more than what I've been missing.
I don't want to see it all.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, something like that. Alright, well, let me get back in here. I got a couple more reels to get tore down. I just heard you in there. I thought I'd take a break for a minute and say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did, bud. Listen, one of these days I'm going to be over towards Easley and I'm going to give you a holler. We're going to finally meet face to face and go get some lunch.
That sounds like a winner.
I'm back to it. Get them ready to go. Get them all oiled up and greased up there real fine. So, 73's KN4WBA. I'll clear if you find.
All right, Steve, drive safe out there and be careful. And, just make sure she don't hit you too many times. N4WO, we're gone.